Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Public announcement, so to speak. Tomorrow, the cortege will leave Gay's home in Howth, will travel through Howth Village at around 11 a.m, then proceed down the Holt Road to Sutton Cross, then down the Coast Road. Gay drove that Coast Road every morning at sunrise for nearly 40 years. Head down the Coast Road next to Bull Island, onto the Clontarf Road, over Ainslie Bridge, into North Strand Road, where Gay once worked in the cinema, and passed for everywhere he worked, once worked, Amien Street, over the Quays, over the Matt Talbot Memorial Bridge, swing right onto the South Quays, then right again at O'Connor Bridge onto O'Connor Street, up O'Connor Street, around, it's the only way you can go now, round completely Parnell Square, and turn left onto Cahill Brewer Street, and then right into Marlborough Street. And the cortege after the obsequies in St Mary's Pro Cathedral, which begin at noon, the cortege, we're told, should leave the Pro Cathedral between 1 and 1:30, Marlborough Street, Cahill Brewer Street, then onto O'Connor Street, down O'Connor Street, down to the Quays, left onto Eden Quay, past the Corinthian as it used to be, Liberty Hall, North Quays, Amien Street, North Strand Road, and out the Coast Road once again to St. Fintan's Cemetery for a private burial. This is our little tribute to the wonderful mimic and indeed brightener upper of our lives that Gay Byrne was and is.
Hello.
What's wrong with you? What can you not believe, John Leonard?
The milkman gave us a bottle. The Millennium bottle, right?
Aluminium milk bottle, yeah.
Yeah. So I put it up on the... When we'd finished drinking the milk...
Yeah.
I put it on the worktop.
Yeah.
And I was watching it for a couple of days, wondering what I'd make of it, you know?
Yeah.
Whether I'd put a ship in it or something, you know?
Yeah.
And then I got up one morning and the milk bottle was gone.
Where
was I said to the choir one, I said, where's the milk bottle?
Yeah.
I should have put out the milk bottles like normal. I said, sure, what about the Millennium one?
Yeah.
I said, I put that out as well.
She didn't.
Well, then it dawned on me, you know.
What?
Like, she's from Limerick.
Oh.
I married her, you know.
Oh, no, she's not from Limerick, is she?
And then I thought, after about 10 years,
oh,
she'd have got a bit of culture in that, you know.
Oh, I know, you
think. Obviously, the 10 years was wasted.
I know. Where are you from, John?
From Dublin, from Cabaret.
Oh, of course. Well, I know that, but whereabouts in Dublin, John? Sure, I can tell that by your accent, of course.
Pardon?
And how many generations dub are you, John?
Well, unfortunately, the mother is from Tipperary.
Oh, no, well, and where's the dad from?
He's pure Jackie.
Oh, well, then you're saved there, you're saved. Yeah, well, Tipperary, at least not as bad as Mayo.
It's just a warning to all the Dublin fellas that did marry cultures.
Yeah, well, why did you marry her, John?
I thought I'd give them a bit of culture.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
How long is she out of Limerick now?
14 years.
Oh, and no improvement?
There's no improvement.
No improvement.
I mean, I thought there was an advancement being made, you know?
Oh, no, yeah.
But unfortunately... And it's just a warning to all the other fellas.
I know, yeah, I know.
That you can't take your eyes off them.
Not for a minute.
Not for a minute.
When I was a child, I used to play in the grounds of my present workplace, which were then the sports fields of Wesley College, and are now the contracting campus of the National Broadcaster. An empty swimming pool where the radio centre stands proved irresistible. The muddy canyons of the building site for the television studios provided us a battle station for trench warfare, although our aproned mothers threatened wooden spoons and worse. In the thickets where I hid with an actual German helmet on my head, blackberry stains tattooed my fingers. Now, of course, over 50 years later, when I look at my hands, it's more a case of newsprint and mobile numbers. But I'm still in the same place, in between the great mast, minus its satellite dish, and the Sacred Heart Church, minus its megaphone at the west door. In between the old Maynooth and the new Maynot. Between a clerical culture that was not all bad, and a secular one that isn't all good. In American English, the word Donnybrook signifies fisticuffs, so it's apt that all the rows and reconciliations of recent decades in this country have had their cockpit here. In fact, the whole trajectory of the era is inscribed in this station of crisscross communications, and the fairest presider over its cultural punch-ups was the late Gay Byrne, a man who was always and everywhere anything but. punctual to a fault, and preternaturally timely in his treatment of public themes and private topics, to the point where he became the ombudsman of an entire ecosystem. Many pundits poo-poo light entertainment despite its quiet skills of subtle enlightenment. Gay may or may not have known that the medieval meaning of entertainment, both in French and English, is a husbanding, a holding together of all sorts in a single act of hospitality. But he never needed to be told this. And so I could walk the curving length of Nutley Road on a Saturday evening in the 60s and 70s and follow the same late-late from window to window and house to house as families crowded their couches to watch a show that concatenated music hall, must-see, minority views and major dust-ups in a way that magnified our ordinary Irish world with an exploded and sometimes explosive view of who we were and what we were at. The pictures were in black and white, but the content coloured our vision. His work on wireless was also radioactive. In my later years in secondary school, I used to write letters, pleas and petitions for elderly bed-bound women in a ward with wooden cubicles who listened each morning on bandaged trannies to this one man they trusted, the fey familiar voice of a wry and roguish confidant, more frank and feminine than the grim, granitic baritone of priests and patriarchs. I took dictation from the afflicted with a left-handed pen and scribbled their intimacies to him on stationery that carried the raised letterhead, Hospital for the Incurables. Each of these precarious scripts began with the words, Dear Gay. Today's zeitgeist is in its way as sternly enforced as the old coercions of our dim and distant, discredited 20th century. Not because the new doctrines are wrong, but because they're righteous. Diversity and inclusion, the Greek and Latin for good manners, and for the old belief that we come from God and return to God, doesn't prevent either uniformity or expulsions in spades, and much of it is promulgated by the print and electronic media. It may be a good time, then, to recall that Gay Byrne's good-humoured, broad-church, slyly sardonic approach to the conundrums of our state and our society challenged consensus and savoured dissent as tonic and not toxic. We might even entertain the thought, albeit lightly and lately, that all unanimity, whether imposed back then by the powers that were, or imposed right now by the powers that be, is a monologue in a monotone. Gay would agree and disagree. Yes, but and still were wise watchwords. That's what made him more than a master of ceremonies, who toasted and roasted, pale and province alike, as the future formed around us. He was a presenter who morphed into a presence, which his absence only serves to underscore. Here indeed, ladies and gentlemen, was our host.
And that was Aidan Matthews, and relying on the work Aidan is employed here in RTE, the work also of Angus McAnally, Ronan Kelly, who's got a wonderful podcast at the moment on the Playback website, an hour of the funny stories from the Gay Byrne Show, only a sample of them. Thanks to today's producer, Lisa Marie Berry, to Tara Lockery Grant upstairs, to Sinead Mooney, to Laura Lee and Richie Byrne, who are with us every single day. We don't normally say this, because we welcome every single day that we're asked a student into this studio to observe whatever they can observe. And today that student is Ryan Clark from Cabaret in Dublin. He just finished a master's, and I'm so glad that he's sitting with us today, because Ryan had the privilege, as we all had, to listen to the sound of the master as Ryan finishes his master and that maestro was Gay Byrne, who will be buried tomorrow. May he rest in peace.